This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia accused the United States of aggression against Iraq and Syria aimed at preserving its global dominance and salvaging U.S. President Joe Biden's administration's quote-unquote image ahead of this year's elections. The U.S. responded its military response to unjustified attacks by Iranian-backed proxies against American forces is not only legal but will continue. The exchange came at a contentious U.N. Security Council meeting Monday called by Russia, Syria's ally, where both countries also said they did not want an escalation and spillover of the Israel-Gaza war. Many council members expressed fears of a growing Mideast conflict and urged de-escalation and stepped-up peace efforts. Britain's Buckingham Palace says King Charles has been diagnosed with cancer, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The palace says the 75-year-old Charles will keep working as head of state but suspend public duties while being treated, without saying what form of cancer he has, only that it's unrelated to his recent enlarged prostate treatment.
Concerned about him.
President Biden says he hopes to speak with the king, God willing. The palace says Charles is wholly positive about his treatment and looks forward to returning to public duty. Sagar Magani, Washington.
United Nations representatives held a closed Security Council meeting Monday to address the ongoing conflict in Myanmar.
The 1st of February marked 3 years since the Myanmar military overturned the democratically elected government. The situation in the country remains dire. We strongly condemn the ongoing violence harming civilians.
Britain's ambassador to the United Nations, Barbara